Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082 657 2729.
All right, send us your WhatsApps. Your WhatsApps is 082-657-2729. And then let's hear from you as to what you say about this. And of course, we are looking at praise and worship throughout the night, of course. I'm sitting with Muruti Muraka and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba, talking about this in the culmination of what has been going on in the land, you know. And we say, may the goodwill of the Father continue. So if you want to pass words of goodwill, words of thanks to the Father, words of encouragement, words of prayer and worship praise, you can send us a WhatsApp, you know, and a voice note, 082-657-2729. Pastor Sam, I am looking also in the very same 136 Psalm. It says, to him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And he slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. What we see is the Father giving us the heritage of the land. For his mercy endures forever. What comes to mind, Professor?
Thank you very much for the question. You realize that whatsoever the children of Israel went through, it was for a purpose, and there was a reason for that. And I've come to understand that the Father does not allow people to go through things for the sake of just going through things. He does allow that so that he may be glorified at the end of the day. And he does it for a purpose that is bigger than what people might be looking at. You mentioned about the land. You know, we know already that the land is it's an heritage that God has given to his people. He has given to us the land, that we need to rule on the land and be responsible and be in charge. And then you see that there are times where people have a tendency of forgetting that the inheritance or the heritage has been given. And then they turn to the Father in order to ask and say, Father, where are you? Or you've maybe forgotten about us. While everything that he has given and he has done is for us to enjoy. And as we enjoy, we glorify him. Now, the bottom line is, one is to understand first that, do I have do I have that possession of the thing? Do I have it or not? Already the mere fact of knowing that we have already received an heritage as the land, it is one thing to be joyful for. It's one thing to be praising God on almost on a daily basis. Know that I am part and parcel of this. Not only to be joyful for that, but also to be responsible. Because when he gives you something, he gives it to you so that you may cultivate it or take care of it. You know, when you go back to the Bible, you see what the Father did with Adam and Eve. He gave them the garden to take care of it. And it is our responsibility to be 24/7, 365 days, to be responsible of what has been given to us, because the mercies of God will endure. The mercies of God will be there. God won't let us down. He will be with us, I mean, during the course of all days. Yeah. He won't let us down because he has given it to us, and he also watching over it in a way, because whatever he gives, because you know, as the Bible says, he does not repent of his gift. When he gives you something, he's also part of the equation. He will stand and protect it. And if we can learn to be in that space whereby we acknowledge him with whatever he has given unto us, as today, you know, the small space that you can be occupying, if you can understand that this space that I'm occupying is the land that the master has given to me, that I need to protect it, I need to take care of it. Because even when you come to praise and worship, praise and worship also is to be responsible, to be responsible what the master or what the Lord, the Father has given unto us, to be able to take care of it. Because most of us today, we it's so true that, as we said, that we thank God based on what we've received. We thank God based on what we're experiencing. We thank God based on what we are going through in life. But at the end of the day, if we are not responsible for what has been given to us, it will be also difficult for us to praise him. Because some of us, whatever we have, we are not content with that, not happy with it, and we end up by destroying it. And then when you destroy something, when you don't see the use of something, and when you don't value something, you won't even have that courage or that boldness to praise the one who has given it unto you. And I believe our people today, we need to get to that place of celebrating the Father, for the fact he has given us the land. We can find, we have a home. We have a place where we can call home. We can thank God for it. Because as we thank God for it, and we know that it is from him, and also in return, we need to take care of what he has given unto us. This is another word of saying thank you to him. You cannot receive something valuable, something precious, and you don't take care of it. And if you don't take care of it, the one who has given it unto you won't feel good at all. You feel as if you're undermining the gift that he has given unto you. And this is the time where I believe us as the people, we need to come to a place of understanding that we've received a land as an everything. Not what we see around political party fighting and say, hey, we need the land, we need this, we need that. But somehow, somewhere, if we can possess what God has given us, not in terms of the way people, the world can do, but we possess it first of all by understanding that whatever we see around us, it is a gift that God has given unto us. That's the starting point. And when you praise God, God has a way of making that be real to us. The Father has a way to make it, work for us. And people need to have that in mind. And if we can have that in mind, then we will take care of the little space that God has given unto us. And as we take care of it, you know, the praises and the worship go back to him. It is important you come to that place of acknowledging any good thing, even the things that haven't yet come to our life. If you can start praising him, celebrating him for the things that are coming. You know, today as we're speaking, we're talking about maybe the decision we've made today. It is something that we are looking at the future. But can you imagine if our decision today is not a good one? Then we know that we are condemning the generation to come based on our decision. And this decision we have to make today is a decision whereby we see God or the Father is part and parcel of it. As the Bible speaks to us in the book of Psalm 127, says, unless the Lord build a house, unless Elohim build a house, those who build it, they're building in vain. We protect the city, those who are protecting, they're protecting in vain. And we need to come to that place of knowing that whatever we have, it is him who has given it unto us. And as he has given it unto us, we are now partakers to it, and we are together in this business, and he watch over it. At the same time, we need to also take care of it so that at the end of the day, the praises may go back to him. Until we come to that place of understanding that the land, you know, today we cannot deny it. The politics and everything, they're kind of deciding on whatever that, is not theirs. You know, they will say, okay, this is, we are in charge, we are responsible. Yes, they might decide that because they have the law and the law and everything. But as when we understand that whatever we have, before it becomes thing or one's possession, we know that it is from the Father who has called us, and as whatever he has placed us, we have the authority and we have also the mandate to take care of it. And this is one thing that I think we have to be thankful for today, saying that again we are again in the history, kind of, we are getting back to the book of history, whereby people will remember that one day people went again on the streets, not to go and talk, but to go and decide on their future leaders. And that this is one thing beautiful, because the Bible tells us that we need to pray for our leaders. And then for us to get to that place, first of all, let's make a good choice about our leaders. And not only that, but let's take care of us. As we just mentioned, let's take care of what God has given unto us. Not just to wait for a day whereby we're going to come and say, this is our heritage day, where put on African attire and so on. But we need to understand that the land has been given to us already. It's our heritage, and we need to praise God on a daily basis.
Absolutely there. It's not just about those attire. It's about praising the Father all the times. I'm glad you said that, Professor. And of course, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp, and on the WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729, and it's about how the voting has gone and how this day has gone. Very, very minimal in incidents, if any, very minimal as compared to other years. This is just amazing in itself. And Delmain Bieka says, hey, good evening, Pastor Ray. Yes, I thank God for this election, even I didn't want to vote, but after speaking to the Holy Spirit about the disdain I heard about it, I can really say thank you, Jesus, for this new season, even for our country. Psalm 99 verses 2 says, the Lord is mighty in Zion. He is supreme over all the nations. And indeed, his supremacy will be seen by all the nations. Delmain, absolutely. Check what I back up what you said with. Listen to this. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. If you say, I want to thank the Father, but the greatness of his hand upon us as a nation.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join Sibongile Mofokeng Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Just For You, when she inspires people from all walks of life on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 a.m.
All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you. Sabona Dumela, hi.
Oh, Sabona, brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
My brother.
Yeah, nanoma insimbi le bayikhiphile. Sebalethenye iplastiki ngiyakwazi ukuzifakela yona. Hey, kase.
Yeah, fanele ukuthi nepaikhole. By carbonate of soda. Yeah, to leave. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Pumile, brother Ray. Kayomedi makie to savota, my brother. The Uchablikas Boniabangani and Abakula, but the Pumile doesn't say, Lord, it's your care.
Yeah.
That is Gulenda, it was so quiet, my brother, but too little.
Ah.
Manje, my main phrase kuba holding ngithi mabaholding ngokulunga babheke isizwe ngeqiniso
yeah
baqede umpofu abantu bangalali ngeziso ezilambile brother
ngempela
babe qotho bahlale ngokukhuleka bangaqindezeli abampofu
yeah
bamazifunela ingcebo bodwa nabathandwa kwabo nama friends abo kepha this resources belongs to God brother South Africa kufanele kube khona umuntu olala ngendlala so they must work hard ngithi izindlela zabo zisebenzele ukuya phezulu kuJehova brother babuse ngobuqotho besebenzisane nezithunywa zevangeli
yeah
abafundisi ezihlala ekukhulekeni nokulunga kuka Jesu Kristu yeah it's my wish man ukuthi siye sindento and praise God brother Amahubo 40 verse 45 ithi konke okuphilayo makudumise uJehova
yeah
amen
yeah
na ungamdumisa uJehova Na ngomdumisa uJehova brother mina ngithi ufile usaphila kulomhlaba. Verse 4 yamahubo ithi ubusisi womuntu obeka ithemba lakhe kuJehova ongaphendukele kwabazidlayo. Jehova uNkulunkulu wethu ziningi izimangaliso zakho ozenzileyo. Akukho okufaniswa nawe. Uma ngilanda ngisho miningi imisebenzi angeke ibalwe. So ngithi uJehova fanele kudinyiswa yena yedwa brother.
Yeah.
The book of Jude says verses 24-25 says all glory to God who is able to keep us from falling away brother. Because today ngokona nezono we're falling away brother. Sibona abantwana bethu belento bebe egcwele kuma materialist shishin abantwana bethu begcwele kuma rehab bani ngesandla somuntu ngesandla somuntu yena othe yena ufuna ukuthi ama drama akhe agcwele imali kaleri ungakhathaleli ngithi woe unto them because where is the future yabantombazana nabafanyana nabobaba nabobhuti namakhehla ngobukhona ababhemayo futhi izinto so who alone nothing to mention is God alone, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
All glory, majesty, power, and authority are His before all time, and in the present and beyond all time. Ivale ngokuthi Jehovah uyedwa onothando, brother. Why? Sawubona ngokunikela ngendodana yakhe izibulo uJesu Kristu, zangamgodle baba. Wamshisi tu lezulu wathi yehla uyofela lezulu. So let's pray and hope that in future South Africa is ovuleka manje but the political leaders kufanele basebenzisane nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu kakhulu. Ngoba manje sithena singena lapha after freedom angasasidakwe yini sathi imthandazo asafuneki ekolweni.
Sina
safunda every morning there was the assembly lapho bekukhulekwa kona ukucela uNkulunkulu. And you know that some provincial hospitals before bazoenza ama operations they are praying.
Yeah.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu izinto zihambe kahle bayathandaza kuvula ivesi. So zonke izinto sizinika kuJehova. Zonke masizinikele kuyo. Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother to God be the glory.
All the time, may the Father be glorified. Say, much blessings to you.
Much blessings, Brother Ray. Usatani ang...
Usese kona?
Usatani yega konze nesu upili le madrada. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Inkosi kubusi seka kulu mgano wa msiyabong.
Thank you.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
All right, I know, Ubaba Uvilagazi likes something, and I'm just going to play it a bit before we listen to Ubaba Bongani. Just a little bit this for you, my brother, Uvilagazi. Just a little bit of this. Listen to this.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Babu Bongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners.
Hallelujah.
We give praise to God.
Hmm.
Psalm chapter 44, verse 8 reads as follows: In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever, Selah. We give praise to the Almighty God for the peaceable elections in our country. God is faithful. He heard and answered our prayer for peace. There is power in prayer. It cancelled the prophecies which said there was going to be violence during our country's elections. Today, Ubuntu reigned in our nation. Namuhla bekubusa umusa wokuthula nokubekezelelana kwamalunga amaqembu ezombusazwe ahlukene. Siyabonga ukuthi akuzange kube khona udlame. Thank you, God. You are great. You are wonderful. Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu baba. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. Yes, indeed. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334. You can also send a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. And drop a voice note also there. Let's hear what you say. Right, I'm still looking at this, Psalm 137. The heritage to Yasharal, his servant, his message endures forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever. He remembers us in our lowly state, his mercies endure forever. Muriti Mraga?
Hallelujah. I love the fact that the psalmist says he remembers us.
Mm.
He does not forget us. And the reality is, we should in turn remember him all the time. And we will not veer off from his way. And there is a very beautiful event that took place, which is captured in Second Chronicles chapter 20, the whole chapter. It talks about when nations came against Judah, and the king then was Jehoshaphat. And he realized he could not win. And he went and sought the face of the Lord.
Mm.
And like you say, he remembered that. In a verse down there, in that chapter 20, and I think it's about verse 14, it talks about the Spirit of the Lord coming upon a man called Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, one of the Levites who belonged to the group of Asa.
Mm.
And he told them, the Lord is saying, go down. This is not your battle, it's my battle, but go down and meet those people. And what happened is when they arrived, before they arrived, the Spirit revealed to them that in going forward, they must put the singers and the praise singers and the worshippers and all those that glorify you, at the front. And when they did that, marching into war, they found that their enemies had destroyed one another, not even a single a soldier remained. And they were just there to take spoil. And we know in the Fresh Covenant writing that we are told that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but we are fighting spiritual entities. So when we praise, when we worship like we are doing, and today you play two songs which reminded me of many, many years back when I was starting to walk with the Lord.
Mm.
And I was just, lifted. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27. I'm just saying, this is what we need to do as his children. We need, because we have the first fruit of the Spirit. We are hearing the Spirit of this nation, which is the Spirit of the Lord Yeshua Mashiach. We need to worship, praise him like we are doing tonight. Glorify his holy name. And we will speak, the whole nation ultimately will speak this way. Psalm 124. If it had not been for you, Debabe, who was on our side, let South Africa now say, I'm replacing Israel with South Africa. If it had not been you, Debabe, who was on our side, when spirits rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the soul and waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be you, Devave, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of you, Devave, who made heaven and earth. And I want to close it here by saying this, my brother. today, as I was listening, I happened to hear one of the fathers of this nation speaking. And I couldn't help it but perceive that that could so easily be the last blessing he's giving this nation. The same way that Isaac blessed his son, the same way that Jacob blessed his son, he spoke something very profound. Three things he elucidated. One, that he is saying we should go and vote, each one of us. And then one of the things he spoke to the movement he belongs to and said they should do what they have said they are doing, which is to renew themselves. And this renew is a powerful word, my brother. Romans 12 says the renewing of the mind is what brings about transformation. And you can't just talk renewing and play around with that word. It is about the renewing of the spirit of Christ in us. And the last thing he spoke to was Africa, that we should rise up to take our position in attending to our continent. And I believe it was like a father speaking to his children, that he didn't mention Yeshua HaMashiach, but I'm not expecting him to. I'm saying we who know Yeshua HaMashiach, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, we should do what is right, like what we are doing tonight, worshiping him, praising him, thanking him for all these good things that are happening. And like Jehoshaphat, always calling upon the nation to fast from things that are of the world and preach the one true gospel of Yeshua HaMashiach. And when we do that, we shall come back to this Psalm 124, where we shall say, our national soul escaped, where the enemy determined to destroy us by snaring us in violence and all corruption and all other things. But we have seen it through you, the Elohim Tzevaot, that our soul has escaped.
Yeah.
You know, because those that have the first fruit of the Spirit understood the signs of the times.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, here's a song also that says, "Hey, Simagade, oh, Ancient of Days."
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Final words, Professor. It says, O King, thanks to the Elohim of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, his mercy endures forever. He rescued us from our enemies, his mercy endures forever. Finally, Pastor Sam, in short.
Yeah, thank you very much for this beautiful day that you're sharing in terms of us
praising and worshiping the Messiah and the Father for this day is given to us, and as it's almost ending, we thank God because anything could happen, but if you can still stand, and especially we lack at the end of this day when I come 9 o'clock, I mean, in 1 hour, come 9 o'clock, we can hear that everything went smooth and everything ended well. It will be something to behold and something to really praise God for. You know, we always have to remember that He will always, the Father will always rescue us. He will always send for us, especially for His own children. He will stand for us in whatever situation. And we need to continue praising Him for us, for our families, for our businesses, for our job, anything that we can remember. Let us be grateful unto Him and say thank you, because His mercy will always come to stand in front of Him, in order for Him to just see us the way He will see us. You know, we sometimes see ourselves that we're not good enough. We see ourselves that we cannot even come closer to Him. But the price that He has paid for us through the Son, that price is enough for us to be accepted in His presence, for us to have again the 5 years to come. And I pray to God that these 5 years to come may be, great 5 years, 5 years of great accomplishment, especially for the children of the Most High God, that we may experience things that we never experienced before, that we may not regret our decision today. And I am so grateful unto God for tonight. And I thank God that we shall continue to praise Him, we shall continue to worship Him, according to glorify Him, not because only for this day, but we shall continue to praise Him for whatever day He gives to us. As I always say, there's never been a bad day that we can have people waking up with bad mood. Every day for God is a good day, because the mercies of God are without, they are always with us, they are always following us, and we can only say thank you to Him for whatever He continues to do for us.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate, and to both of you, we really appreciate. Muruti Mraka, just a minute to you. What say you say finally?
Finally, I will just say this psalm. Oh, give thanks to you, Devave. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek you, Devave. Seek you, Devave, and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders and the judgment of His mouth.
Wow. Thank you so much, Muruti. Pastor Sam, thank you very much. We appreciate, Sam.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us. And we thank God, I thank the Almighty Father for this beautiful evening. And I say thank you to you, Muruti Ray and Muruti Muraka, and greetings to your families.
Thank you so much. You too, likewise. Muruti Muraka, thank you so much. Pass our regards to the family.
I will do so, my brother. And I will do so, Brother Sam. And please do the same, my brothers.
Hallelujah.
We love you in Jesus.
Thank you.
We love you. We continue with the normal programming next week. And of course, the topic we were supposed to do last week, we will do. Oh, the topic we're supposed to do today, we will do next week. Much blessings and Tuda Rabah. Shalom to you. And
Tuda.
Hallelujah. And to the King above all else, we give Him glory. Just a bit of this. Just a bit of worship.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.